Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com.
Last year, I had the opportunity to hear Tiffany Schlain speak about connectedness and the intersection of culture, science, technology, and life, really. And I was so challenged and inspired, I just had to invite her to share her perspectives with my listeners. So today, I'm pleased that we are joined by Tiffany, who is an award-winning filmmaker. She's the founder of the Webby Awards and one of the women shaping the 21st century, according to Newsweek. So welcome, Tiffany.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Hi. I'm so glad you're here. And I'd like to first start off talking about the feature documentary that you released last year, Connected, an autobiography. I'm going to have you say that word, about love,
Earth,
and technology.
And
how do you say that?
Autobiography. We made up for I know, no one says it right, but I'm kind of playing with the idea of an autobiography and blog, so it's an autoblogography.
Yeah. Autoblogography about love, death, and technology. And okay, so tell us, what is it about, and why did you make it?
Well, the film looks at what does it mean to be connected in the 21st century, and, you know, I've been involved in technology my whole life with signing the Webby Awards, and I was interested in, historically, where does our desire come for connecting, and where are we today, and where are we going? The good, the bad, and the potential of all of this connectedness. So the film really takes a historical look as well as has a very personal story woven into it with me trying to really understand what is all of this desire to text and tweet and email and what's at the core of it, which I think is a very kind of human trait of our desire to connect. So it was in theaters around the country in the fall, and now it is people are hosting screenings all over the world. We just the U.S. State Department selected it along with USC to be one of the films to represent America at the embassies around the world. So I'm going to South Africa in a couple weeks with the film, and it's just been so exciting, the response.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So what have people been saying about, what the film makes them think, makes them feel? What has the response been in general?
Well, I think everyone's ready to have the conversation. I mean, I think we're all just changing so many aspects of our lives, of how we're doing everything, how we're working, how we're interacting with the people we love, how we're existing, that the goal of the film is to really go stop and let's actually talk about what do we think the best things about it? What are the parts that aren't so great? What are the parts that, technology is really us, it's an extension of us. So how can we be more mindful about the way we use it and what's the potential? So on the one hand, I think it's like the most exciting time to be alive, when we're going to connect all the minds on the planet, and the potential of tackling the world's problems with all these different perspectives is so powerful. That's the plus of it. The concern side of it is that I don't think it's healthy. I mean, I know it's not healthy for our brains and our minds and our souls to be wired 24/7. So since making the movie, I actually unplug with my family one day a week, and it's been very life-changing. And people want to talk a lot about that at my screenings, too. So the film really, our goal is to really just to trigger a conversation. So we have a whole discussion kit that goes with the movie. We have a curriculum for educators. So it's being used all over the world at universities and high schools. And we have an app coming out. And really just deeper ways to delve into this issue of the good, the bad, and the hope of connectedness in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that whole package is facilitating, connectedness about connectedness. So it's kind of meta in that way. But I think that's really, it sounds like, that's your objective, is not just to create this film, but to really facilitate that dialogue.
That's right. The film is really the trigger, and the discussion that everyone has is the goal. So all of my films, this is my eighth film, and they all come with these very in-depth, robust discussion kits. Cause to me, films are these emotional triggers for these bigger conversations. And most of my films deal with conversations I think we should be having as a society And I use a lot of humor and emotion in this one to delve into kind of to crack the issue open.
So now you are working on a new film series, which is paving the way for a new kind of collaborative filmmaking that I understand you call cloud filmmaking. And so I'd like you to explain that a little bit. I mean, it seems quite a different approach from like the traditional writer or director who has kind of this creative vision and drives the translation of that vision into a film and then that's released to an audience. It seems this is a whole different way of thinking about filmmaking and what a film is.
Yeah, it's so exciting to me. I mean, I studied and, you know, filmmaking is such an expensive practice in general. So out of every art form, it's, you know, you're dealing with that juggernaut of like, let's make a movie that is going to make your investors money or your whatever the mechanics of it are. But what's so exciting right now is that the tools got so much cheaper to record. I mean, everyone's got a cell phone in their hand that has a camera on it and a video camera. And that's just extremely exciting. So, and then you have YouTube where you can upload it and share it. So this really, the last scene of Connected, we call the participatory revolution. And it's like, what's the potential of 5 billion cell phones that currently reside on the planet? I mean, that's so many cell phones. So the last line of Connected is, perhaps it's time to declare our interdependence. So we rewrote the Declaration of Independence into a Declaration of Interdependence and made it into a one-minute script and posted it on the internet and invited people to read it on video. So we were just blown away. We got videos from Rwanda and Haiti and England and Japan and China. It was just like everywhere. And we edited it together and Moby did the music and we made this really cool 4-minute film. And then we posted it on the internet and we had a big screening in New York and then YouTube featured it on their homepage and people started translating it. And now it's been translated into 65 languages by just people on the web. Yeah, and now we're making catered, free, customized versions for nonprofits. So we've already made 90. We think we'll make like 300 by the end of the year. So it was such an exciting experiment that we're making a whole film series based on this. So we're working on one right now called Brain Power, and it's all about the potential of how to best nurture a young child's brain. And we're looking at the parallels between nurturing the brain and nurturing the internet. And, you know, we'll make 3 versions of this film as well. And then we're going to have one about the importance of engaging in society, and that'll come out in time with the election. But it's this whole different way of making movies where we're inviting the world to like send us videos or artwork, and then we edit it together, create one version, and then make a whole bunch of different versions for nonprofits.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, we call it, so we just wrote this cloud filmmaking manifesto that we kind of lay this all out, and it's a totally different way to make movies, and it could not have been possible if it wasn't the internet and there wasn't this many people online with cell phone cameras and all of this stuff.
Right. It's like taking connectedness into this world of filmmaking. So what is the benefit of kind of blurring the lines between, you know, filmmaker and audience, or creator and audience, or, you know, participant and audience? I'm curious as to, you know, what do you see is the good that comes out of it? And then, you know, maybe what are some of the challenges?
Well, I think the good is that everyone wants to be involved in something. And that's what's so wonderful about being human, is we all want to be a part of something. We all want to connect. So to allow people to make the film with us, it's like they're part of it. It inspires them, I think, for more engagement. I mean, that's the thing that gives me the most hope about our world, is how much people all want to do things together and collaborate. I think they're going to look back at this era as the age of collaboration, because the internet is opening up all these new channels to collaborate. So that's the good of it. I mean, the challenge is, oh gosh, what's the challenge? Still haven't gotten an entry from Antarctica.
Cameras work down there? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's always, you're just experimenting. We've done so many little experiments, and some totally didn't work, where we asked people to submit a video and our question was too complicated, or, you know, you're just making, and that's a big part of our ethos, is you have to just experiment and throw it into the ether of the internet and see what works. And you'll know immediately if it works, because you'll get responses. So it's all a lot of experimentation, and you have to be comfortable with failure, which I am, and trying things out and just pushing on the envelope, which is what's happening.
Right. And again, that's so different from like the traditional filmmaking model where you pour all this time and energy and money into this film and then you put it out on opening weekend and you cross your fingers or you kind of hold your breath and
right.
find out whether it really would.
No, I mean, I really do engage my audience in the whole way along, which is fun. You know, they're part of it with me.
Right, right.
And I think, you know, I mean, I know you talk a lot about marketing and what, you know, I think the engaging people in whatever it is, I mean, that is how you really have a dialogue and an investment from people and bring them on whatever you're doing, whether you want to make the world better, whether, you know, whatever your goal is, it's really about engagement and connecting with people.
Well, and that leads me to my question about, you know, since my focus is on businesses and how they build brands and how they build customer relationships, you know, what advice or, you know, what comments do you have for business people as they are thinking about, how to connect with customers, with their employees, with other stakeholders like investors or business partners? You know, what learning do you have for that world?
Well, I think they should read the Cloud Filmmaking Manifesto because it actually applies to anything, the kind of ideas that we're talking about. But I think one of the biggest things is you have to be authentic. I think that just that's what the internet has really laid so bare is people can just smell if it's not authentic. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, you know, and don't be so careful on everything that you spend 5 months to get a message out that you're not really engaging in an authentic way with your audience because they want to engage. And that's just like a whole trust level. They're going to teach you things about your product. You want honest feedback. You want, there's a transparency and an authenticity that people really want. And when they get it, it's great. And you could just see when people smell, they can't quite put their finger on it, but something's inauthentic in the marketing or in the messaging. I just think people know. And, so to be as authentic with your audience as possible, trust them, trust your message, be as honest as possible, and that'll really build a lot of trust and people wanting to rally around what you're doing.
Wow. Well, that is great advice, and I think it's a great, great way to wrap up our time together. For my listeners, I want to let you know that there's so much to learn about Tiffany and her work. I really encourage you to go to her website, tiffanyschlane.com. I encourage you to follow her on Twitter. I do, and I love her tweets. Her handle is Tiffany Schlane, and I should spell it's TiffanySHlane. Also, Connected the Film has its own Facebook page and YouTube page, so it's all one word, Connected the Film, that you can find out more information about that film as well. And then, of course, read up on the Cloud Filmmaking Manifesto because it does sound like it'd be very provocative and applicable in many areas of our lives. So, Tiffany, thank you so much for spending the time with us. Really appreciate it, and best wishes on all of the endeavors that you have going on right now.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at denisleyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.